Hamilton's fourth grade reading class at Crystal River Elementary School wrote and recorded This I Believe essays to share with the community. Enjoy!
I believe in racial equality by Ruby. I believe that no matter your color, we should all be treated the same. When a white crayon is colored on white paper, you can see nothing. But a black crayon on white paper is the most contrasting and appears stronger than the white crayon. You may be asking, why do crayons matter? Well, this concept may teach us that in the world, people with color can do the same or more than white people. But perhaps because of their perceived strength, whites have tried to erase them. Why do some people still think that black people should be treated worse? And if you are one of these people, maybe ask yourself why you think this. Because in the end, they aren't. I believe that no matter your skin color, we should all be treated the same. This belief hit me one day when I was in school. I went to a small charter school with 40 children or so, kinder through eighth. In my class, there were grades 3rd through 5th, a total of 15 kids. Somewhere around the middle of the school year, our class needed some electrical work. Nothing major, just a few touch-ups. It was a normal day. Our teacher had not told us that an electrician was coming. So during math, a man walked in. Everyone stared in confusion. Suddenly, a small yet loud voice came from the corner and asked, "Are you Snoop Dogg?" Our teacher suddenly started laughing. Then, out of confusion, the rest of the class was laughing, and so was the man. This was weird to me because I had seen black people before, and I had just treated them like normal people and would go along with my day. I was confused and yet sad. I didn't find it funny. Why would they be laughing at such a rude comment about a black man? So in all of this commotion, I hadn't considered that he would know me. I'd never seen him before. But for some reason, he came over to me and asked, "Are you J.P. Straightstutter?" "Yes," I replied. "Well, tell him that I said hi." "Okay, I will," I replied. I believe that no matter your color, we should all be treated the same. Some amazing people who you probably know and or love, Michael Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, LeBron James, Martin Luther King Jr., Beyonce, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, and, oh, of course, Snoop Dogg. But the list goes on and on. These people are amazing, and they are all black. As Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "I look to a day when we should not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character." In conclusion, people who are black deserve the right to be treated the same. Nowadays, people think that the issue of racism has been abolished, but it hasn't, and we all need to realize that we can do something. And we need to. Don't worry about the small things. Focus on real problems. Because if we don't start to stand together now, we're all in serious trouble.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.